Professional football uses it. So does basketball. The National Hockey League has had it for years. Earlier this year, it was introduced for the first time at Wimbledon. But so far, Major League Baseball has rebuffed any suggestion to bring instant replay into America's great game. Until today. At a meeting in Orlando, baseball's general managers voted to recommend instant replay, but with limits. We'll get to those in just a moment. Purists, of course, saying using technology takes away the human element that's a part of all sports. Supporters ask, do you really want the outcome of a game, especially an important game, to hinge on a bad call? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Gary Belsky is editor of ESPN, the magazine, with us today from his office in New York. Nice to have you on our program today.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
And first of all, those limits under this proposal, when would an umpire stick his head under a hood and look at a television screen?
Basically, it would have to do with home run calls, whether or not it's fair or foul, whether or not a fan interfered, things of that nature. It's essentially home run calls and the boundaries that surround them. That is the only thing right now that's in play from the general managers of the baseball teams.
And the vote today was overwhelming.
25-5, I think, right?
Yeah.
I think people were a little bit surprised that there was such quick consensus among GMs. I think people thought that there would be a majority, but I didn't think they think it would be that that large of a majority, and I didn't think they thought it would sort of gather so quickly. But the truth of the matter is it sort of makes sense now. The fact that it makes sense and would be good for the game probably means that Major League Baseball won't look at it for a while.
Well,
I'm kidding, of course.
Commissioner Selig has said in the past that, well, he's opposed to it. The game already lasts too long already. What about all these delays?
Yeah, it's funny because that doesn't seem to necessarily impact the decision-making on long commercial breaks during the postseason, right?
Right.
Which is okay because, in fact, baseball is a business and they're in the business to make money. That's just a problem to be solved. Once you sort of recognize that, it kind of doesn't make sense not to use instant replay in at least certain limited circumstances, then it's a problem to be solved as to how you keep the game moving at an appropriate pace. Let's be frank, baseball hasn't been very good at it because for over the past few decades, the game has slowed down considerably. So they've been trying to do some things now that will keep the game moving. They're thinking about limiting, for example, the number of times a player can leave the batter's box. But that's actually just details. There are ways to keep the game moving if you want to reserve space for instant replay consideration.
Now, there is technology, high-tech technology, in fact, at a lot of baseball parks. That's the Questech system, which is used to evaluate how well umpires are calling balls and strikes. Are the umpires going to look at this instant replay system and see a slippery slope?
I don't think so. As opposed to Questech, which is sort of about the nature of what is essentially a judgment call, right? There is to the extent, even though the strike zone is outlined, it's still a judgment call, and I think people actually like that idiosyncrasy as long as umpires are consistent. That's really the issue with umpires, is making sure the strike zone is consistent. This is something different. This is very similar to the issues that referees had in football, right? The fact of the matter is the game moves so quickly or an event takes place so fast that it just, no matter how good you are, you just may miss whether or not a player has both feet in bounds. It doesn't call into question a referee's judgment or moral character. Likewise, if an umpire, you know, can't quite see whether or not a fan touched a ball or not and can't quite tell whether or not a ball was on the fair or foul side of the foul pole, then there's no reason not that umpires should be upset by instant replay camera basically being able to say, hey, we have telescopic lenses and we can get up close and personal when by definition umpires are on the ground. And a lot of this stuff happens 20 or 30 feet or more feet above them, and often, no matter how well situated they are, you know, a few yards or many, many, many yards away from them. So this is just about the nature of vision and the nature of human perception, not judgment calls.
Let's see if we could get a caller in on this. And this is Cassidy. Cassidy with us from El Dorito in California.
It's El Cerrito.
I can't spell
El Dorito something. Is a snack food.
Often eaten at baseball games, actually.
Indeed, with the nacho cheese on it. But go ahead.
Exactly. My point I wanted to bring up is that sports are the one thing in the world that you have a yes or no answer on. Either the ball went far enough or it didn't. Either it was fair or it was foul. Either the pitch was in the strike zone or it wasn't. It seems to me like because of that, the instant replay is an inherently good thing because it gives that purity and truth that people love about sports. And I'll gladly take response to my comment off the air.
All right, Cassidy. Thanks very much for the call.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to agree. I think especially, you know, that that it's probably not the only thing in the world like this, but there is a binary nature to sports, right? It's like there's a, when you have a foul pole and a foul line, and you have issues of whether or not a fan did or did not touch a ball, and whether or not it did or did not get over a fence or hit off of a player's glove. That is sort of a yes or no situation, and I'm in favor of actually making it so that there's definitive judgment at the end of the play.
Wait a minute, you said whether or not the ball touched a fan on the way down. Do you mean to tell me if this replay rule was in effect, Jeffrey Mayer may not be as famous as he is today, and Steve Bartman may be able to show his face on the south side of Chicago?
Exactly. It's entirely possible that playing into this will be fan interference calls, et cetera. And, we would be sparing sort of rambunctious young men all sorts of shame that they're now having to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people take sports very seriously. And by the way, you could argue that there are real consequences to this, correct? Right? If a series does not go to a sixth game because of a poor call, well, there are a lot of vendors in a given town who would make a lot of money if the series had continued on and come back to Denver or St. Louis or Chicago, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So there are economic consequences to this. It's not just why are they making such a big deal out of a game. It actually is about it is about sort of people who make their livings off of this, not just the ball players and not just the umpires, but lots of people.
And very quickly, where does it go from here?
Basically, the commissioner has to decide whether or not he wants to present it to the owners. Essentially, this is something the owners have to approve. It's something that the unions have to approve, both the players and the umpires. They both have to agree to it if the owners want to do it as well.
That means not likely to happen next season.
Probably not going to happen next season. Baseball moves at a glacial pace. Although, you know, glaciers are moving more quickly these days.
All right. Gary Belsky, thanks very much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Gary Belsky, editor of ESPN, the magazine, with us today from his office in New York. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.